What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. My name is Dr. Daryl Glover, and along with me today is truly an eye care industry star. I mean, this guy has done it all, from owning a private practice to consulting to writing a book and even being a speaker. Friends and family, I'd like to welcome my colleague, Dr. Lamont Bunyan. How are you doing today, Dr. Lamont?
I'm doing great. I'm doing excellent. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know exactly who you are, and I know all the amazing things that you're doing in the eye care industry. But for those who are not familiar with you, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the eye care industry.
Sure. My name is Dr. Lamont Bunyan. I'm an award-winning doctor of optometry, and I coach other doctors to help them launch and grow their practices so that they can leave a legacy without limiting their lifestyle. My background is that I am a 1999 proud graduate of the New England College of Optometry. I previously attended Hampton University, and I am from Philadelphia, PA. I first got attracted to optometry from a conversation with my mom as an 11-year-old. We talked about what I wanted to be when I grew up. I told mom that I wanted to be a comic book artist because I love drawing superheroes. Mom said, "You should be a doctor. I think you can help and change lives." Fast forward, I was a senior at Hampton University, and I needed a pair of contact lenses. I went to a place called Singer Specs. The doctor there was Dr. Lisa Wallace Davis. She engaged me in a conversation that changed my life and told me about the field of optometry. And that led to the OAT and a great program at the New England College of Optometry, and has led to this wonderful, wonderful career in optometry for the last now 20 years.
Wow, 20 years. That's pretty amazing. And the one thing that's very cool about it is that during this time, you've been able to practice with the love of your life. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. Not a lot of us get to see our significant other day in and day out and practice with them and then go home with them. We have to talk about this a little bit more in detail. I mean, you guys are actually celebrating 16 years of being together. Can you just give us an overview how it is with practicing with the love of your life?
Absolutely. So today marks my 16th wedding anniversary with the lovely Dr. Mashika Carter Bunyan. And again, it's another great thing that optometry has given me. On my second rotation, I went to Fairfax, Virginia to Capital I, and I met a young student doctor there who changed my life. I never forget that day. You asked me, what is it like practicing? You know,
before we get into that, let's talk about that day, man. It sounds like it was something very special. I want to hear more about it.
Sure, no problem. The day was September 8th, 1998. I had just moved from Boston to the DMV, which is a nickname for the Washington, D.C. greater metropolitan area. It was the day after Labor Day. I made my way to Fairfax, Virginia, and I had met everybody in the clinic. And I, you know, for a lot of folks out there, when you're rotating, it's a stressful time. And, you know, I was like, okay, here's another clinic. I'm going to make the best of it. And they said, you've met everybody except for Dr. Carter, because at the time they called us, you know, even though we were students, they called us student doctors. And Dr. Carter came out, I never forget, out of her room. It was like a little yellow flag that indicated it was her room. And she had on this this blue suit and this gray, neckerchief. And I never forgot that moment. We looked at each other and we became great friends. And then we became boyfriend and girlfriend. And subsequently, we fell in love. And again, today marks 16 years. So that's another great gift that optometry gave me, and among the reasons that I'm trying to give back to it.
Awesome. Awesome. And I wish you guys another 16 as well, man. Beautiful couple doing some beautiful things in the eye care industry. I know myself, I love the work. It's no doubt about it. Anyone that's around me knows that I'm always hustling, doing something. But the one thing I know is that if I ever take a day off and I'm at home and my wife works from home, you know, I'll drive her crazy. So I really need to know, how do you two maintain that work-life balance with each other when you're at work?
So one thing that is really great about my relationship with Dr. Mashika is we've always put our family first. We have two sons. We have an 11-year-old son who is just, his name is Madden. He's energetic and he's fun. We have a 14-year-old son who is so hip, so cool, much more than I ever was. His name is Micah. We've always put our family first. You know, going to the soccer game, going to the recital, going to whatever event it is, we want them to always know they have our attention. In fact, we regularly talk that our practice, our lives, is just building to support their lives. I think what really helps is that we're on one page in that regard, that family was so important. We do love our careers. We love practicing optometry. But again, if you remember, I talked about leaving a legacy. For my practice, our practice, it's always been about the legacy of our children and what they're going to do.
I'm huge in the family. Everyone that knows me, yes, I do love to work, but the one thing I do not play around with is my family. If my wife wants me to do something or if my son has a special event, regardless if I'm traveling abroad or domestically, I'm always here for that because, you know, time is something that you can't get back. And to me, family is everything. Even on Sundays, I do no work at all. It's all about church. After church, it's brunch with my family, not just my wife and my son, but my sister, her sister, their significant others. And we do this every single Sunday. And we also hang out with our mothers and fathers as well whenever they're in town. So I agree with you 100%. One thing I want to get into a little bit more of is just this legacy. I mean, I know recently over the last year or two watching you online, I know you joined some type of leadership program or some type of program that has really, really changed the game of optometry, the way that I look at it. Could you tell us a little bit more about that program and how impactful it's been on your career?
Absolutely. So I've always been somebody who believes that you need to make an investment to get better, either in your volunteer activities or in your business opportunities. One thing I did about a year ago is I hired a coach. His name is Dr. Dreon Birch. He has a program called Medical Moguls Academy, and it's really about helping doctors find their purpose. And the group dynamic is really wonderful because I'm in a class of about 40 other doctors, and we support each other. We've learned how to better express ourselves so that we don't just serve one patient at a time, but we can serve many. So I'm really honored. I'm the first optometrist that was accepted into this academy, and it has been a true game changer. It's allowed me to look at my business differently, to market my business differently, but more importantly, try to serve others, try to find how can I help the next generation of optometrists.
And as a result of this leadership and this coach that you have, I know recently you launched a book, which is out now, Foresight. Can you tell us why this book was needed for the eye care industry and what it's all about?
Sure. Part of the program is getting a message out. I do that through, you know, I have a weekly Facebook Live series. I actually have two. One is Understanding Optometry, which is to other optometrists. The other is Understanding Eye Care, which I market to the community. They can both be found on my professional Facebook page, Dr. Lamont O.D. But the end of it was to write a book. That book is called Foresight. It is the essential steps to launch and grow your optometry practice. It is more or less taking everything that I've talked about in these Facebook live streams and putting it down. It's sharing my story, a little bit of that conversation that I talked about with my mother at 11 years old, and then fast forwarding through my journey as a student at Hampton University in the New England College of Optometry. But you asked me why I wrote the book. I wrote the book because I've had my private practice, Special Eye Care, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. in Camp Springs, Maryland, for now 14 years. And it's kind of like parenting. There was not a guide to tell me what to do. It was a lot of things and a lot of people I talked to.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
I realized that there had to be a resource of inspiration, of direction to help somebody on this private practice journey. So it's a labor of love. My coach would say it's 40 weeks in the making because he's an OB-GYN and he really tells us that we all gave birth to our gift. And it's really to help the young optometrist or even the optometrist in the middle of their career with some positive words and positive steps and to give them some order so that they can launch and grow their practice. And again, leave a legacy without limiting their lifestyle.
Yeah, and you're doing an amazing job of really creating platforms or resources for young ODs to know how to grow. you know, all ODs, but in particular, African-American ODs. I mean, you started a Facebook group known as For Brown Eyes, and it's a platform for African-American doctors of optometry to really have authentic dialogue to discuss some of these things, whether it's practice management, whether it's reviewing cases, whether it's just having a good time in general. Can you tell us a little bit about that group and, you know, just a little bit of background and why you started that? I'm assuming it's the same reason why you joined this group and also wrote this book, but let's dive a little deeper into this group.
Absolutely. So both me and my wife are very proud members also of the National Optometric Association. And we had the extreme privilege of serving on the executive board for me for 4 years, my wife for 6 years as secretary and treasurer and many other roles. And it was a true joy to go to those conventions and see my colleagues. As we drove from the convention 5 years ago, the one that was in South Carolina, I remember saying to Dr. Mashika, we really got to keep this going. We talked about how Facebook is one of the most popular social medias, and we decided to start a group. Specifically, we didn't want to duplicate any of what the associations were doing. We wanted to make a better business network, a place for empowerment and economic advice to young grads. So why did we start the Four Brown Eyes social media group? It was really, we wanted to make sure that we kept African-American doctors of optometry connected. We wanted to make sure that it was a space where they could be supported. And we just wanted to continue the great conversations that we had at the National Optometric Association. We wanted to, and we have, provide a place where if a young grad wanted to look for a mentor, they could find a mentor. Or if an older doctor was looking for a younger doctor to kind of just put his arm around. Social media is so powerful. And this group has really been wonderful. You know, we have several hundred members. I've made great friends there. Actually, in my book, I shouted out. I said, it's my Four Brown Eyes family. And it's really a beautiful thing to see a community just develop and become much more than you even thought it was going to be. So that's why we started it. We really wanted to push the conversation in our community and really push the providers to do better in our community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think one key thing that you really touched on was mentorship. How important is mentorship, not just for the young OD, but for the older OD, or more seasoned, I should say? I got in trouble one time at a board meeting saying older OD. Everyone attacked me. So more of a seasoned OD. How important is mentorship?
Mentorship is so critical. I would be remiss if I don't shout out a couple of mentors while I'm talking. When I first graduated from optometry school 20 years ago, 2 months before I graduated, I needed a job. And Dr. Mashika said, you know what, call up these two doctors. And those are Drs. Derek Artis and Teresa Grillo. They had a private practice in Hyattsville, Maryland. They took a chance on me. They hired me and gave me my first opportunity. But it wasn't what they paid me, Dr. Glover, that changed my life. It was the words of encouragement and the words of mentorship. They told me that I could have a private practice. They told me that I could make a difference in my community. So when you ask me about mentorship, it is critical. They changed my lives, Derek and Teresa. Hopefully you guys get to check this out just from those couple of months. And I actually, to this day, I mentor weekly. I mentor with two groups and spend time with youth and help and empower them to do the next thing. So it doesn't take a lot to just share your story, share your time, whether personally or professionally. You never know how much you can change somebody's life. Again, one of the reasons why the forum Four Brown Eyes exists, one of the reasons that Foresight the Book exists, just realizing the value of that time.
So you've accomplished so much in your life. Private practice, wrote a book, consult, mentorship. I mean, you've done pretty much everything that one could want to do. What's next for Dr. Lamont? What's next for 2019, for 2020? What's next on your plate to accomplish and conquer?
Well, part of the reason why I also wrote the book is I'm launching a coaching program and I want to help coach other ODs on how to launch and grow their practice. So that's one of the big things that's going to be next. really engaging docs and saying, hey, these are some of the steps you should do so that you're in the right mindset, so that you can kind of block out some things, so that you set up your practice properly, and most importantly, to leave a legacy. My book, Foresight, is the start of it. I should mention where somebody can find the book. You can go to my website, www.drlamontod.com, find out information about me, but even more so to get the book, you can go to foresightbook.com, www.foresightbook.com. I should tell you, it's spelled foresightbook.com. I play with the word foresight. But anyway, what's next is for folks to engage more. I'm looking forward to coaching people and helping them because I have been so fortunate, so blessed to have the practice of my dreams for the last 14 years and to get to practice with my better half, Dr. Mashika. And I think that my purpose, going back to my coach, is to help other doctors do that, to start the dialogue and to help them along the way. So that's what I'm looking forward to. That's what's next for me. And I think it's the right place. It's been 20 years and optometry's really been great to me. So that's what's next.
And for those that want to just connect with you directly without even hitting up the website and they're just so eager to speak to you, what's the best email address for them to contact you?
Thank you. The best email is info@drlamontod.com. Again, that's info@drlamontod.com. If you want to reach me, again, at info@drlamontod.com, I will reply back as soon as possible. And again, I'm looking forward to this next challenge to help mentor and change and coach so that we all can be better doctors of optometry.
Well, Dr. Lamont, thank you greatly for being a part of the Defocus Media family and being on the podcast today. As always, I always learn so much from you, whether it's on social media, talking to you at a conference of some sort. You know, we look forward to seeing you grow more as a coach now. And at some point in time, we'd like to bring you back to just recap and see how things are going on in your life. And again, I wish you another 16 years of a beautiful marriage.
Thank you, Dr. Glover. And again, thank you for this opportunity to talk to folks. It's been an honor. And thank you for your kind words. Dr. Mashika's in the background smiling and grinning. And thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.